grateful to have you with us. In the pew in front of you, there's a welcome card, a visitor's card. We'd love for you to take that welcome card and to fill it out. And at the end of the service, if you'll take it to the Welcome Center, the ladies back there would love to take that from you, give you a gift and some more information about our church. I'd also just like to remind everyone, you know, there's a lot happening going on at the church. You can stay connected through the Facebook page and the website, www.johnsonchapel.org. And this morning I'd like to remind everyone about a few announcements. We are doing an update to our 2017 church directory. So if you'd like to get an updated photograph, or if you're new to the church, or perhaps you weren't able to get your photograph back in 2017 when we did that, you can sign up in the library after the service or call the office to get your appointment scheduled for that. Also, as our youth graduate out of high school, move on into college, we want to let them know that we still care for them. Many of them go away to different places. And so we have a new ministry, Adopt a College Student Ministry, and that consists of writing cards, sending care packages. So if you'd be interested in doing that, please sign up at the Welcome Center in the back. Also this morning, I'd like to remind everybody that Operation Christmas Child Party will be held on Sunday, November 10th at 4 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. We encourage everyone to bring donations over here to the bin that's in the lobby over here near the restrooms. You can also give an offering to help with mailing the boxes, as well as that will be also used to help purchase additional things to be packed. We're praying and hoping to do 400 boxes this year. So you can do that by putting your offering in a special offering envelope and labeling it Operation Christmas Child. And one last announcement coming up very soon here is our Trunk or Treat, which will be Thursday, October 31st, from 6:38 over here in the church parking lot. There's a list of different jobs you can sign up to help with at the Welcome Center, many different things that need to be done. You can also sign up to bring your vehicle and open up your trunk and decorate it for the night. And we also need candy. So there's a big orange box out there with candy. I promise I'll try to keep the pastors from eating it before then. We need to get lots of candy for that night as well. So this morning, I encourage you to focus your heart and mind upon the Lord as we worship Him, as the youth lead us in worship.
Good morning, everybody. So today I will be reading 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for letting us all get here safely, Lord. Please help the church to love and follow you, Lord. Please be with the Bashman family as they're dealing with their loss, Lord. Just please help them and know that you're with them. Please help Operation Christmas Child and that you will use the boxes that are packed and sent to give opportunities to share the gospel. And please help the youth ministry as to help the kids to love and serve you, and for the parents to have wisdom as they discipline us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning. Before I begin, I want to just say that God asked me to do this. Somewhere in the middle of Montana or Wyoming, I was just scrolling through Facebook and saw Pastor James' post, and that I could give my testimony this morning. And suddenly these words started to form, and what's here is way better than I could have ever imagined. My name is Rachel Ayers, for those of you who don't know me. This morning, I would love to share the love, hope, and joy I found in Christ. My spiritual journey began long before I knew. I was born on August 23, 2004, to loving Christian parents. When I was 5, I was the wild child and quite rebellious, to say the least. Over the years, as I grew up, I had many fond memories of so many things, but one of my favorite things is at Easter, my mom would pull out the resurrection eggs. The year I was 5, things were a little bit different. I started to ask questions, and that day I prayed. Looking back, despite saying the words, I'm not certain my heart changed, but I would say this is the day I was saved. When I was 7, in the May of 2012, I lost my great-grandpa. In April of 2013, I lost my grandpa on my dad's side of my family, and 2 weeks later, I lost my Uncle Bill. We were very close. In January of 2015, I lost my great-great-grandmother. I was lost and had no words for how I was hurting on the inside. In 3 years, I had lost 4 people that were very close to me. I knew them, I had memories of them, and somehow they were just gone. I was angry and heartbroken. But the Holy Spirit would work in me in the years to come. As time went by, I kept on going to church, hearing the teachings, but my heart just would not change. One Sunday morning, Pastor Miller came and preached about how to know when you are saved, and then a light came on, and suddenly the Holy Spirit really started to work in my heart. The very next Sunday, Pastor King preached about the attributes of a godly woman, and I realized I had the fruit of the Spirit and the attributes of a godly woman, but I just was not acting like it. So I prayed, and soon after, in my great-grandmother's church, due to a change in her health, she could not travel. It was very important to me that she be present for my baptism. I am blessed she can be here this morning to hear these words. Within a year, my 12-year-old self went from being a hateful, angry person on the inside to finding joy and through Christ letting a light shine. Through him, I found the love, hope, and joy that seemed lost. I am now 15 and still growing in my love for him. I have a prayer I would like to share with you in closing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the grace for loving me even when I was not your faithful servant, for the hope we have in you, and for the love you showed me when you gave your Son, and for the never-ending joy we can find in you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.
Hello, my name is Alex Bennett. Most of you already know me, but for those who don't, I have 2 brothers, a sister, and 2 cousins that live with me, my mom and dad. My hobbies include working at the Rays, games where I sell the programs. I also do aquatic therapy. I like to hang out with my brother Chandler, the Marine. I also like to go to Christian concerts, mostly Toby Mac. I also like guitar and music. I got saved when I was about 8 or 9. I remember it was before I came to the church. It was a Sunday after church. I remember that day I was just sitting in church listening to the sermon when all of a sudden I got this feeling God was trying to tell me something, so I decided to talk to my dad after church. That's when I got saved, Romans 10:9. If you do declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My church activities include Sunday school, church on Sunday, youth group, youth on Wednesdays, Amy's House of Hope, archery, Winterfest, Pumpkin Patch, Operation Christmas Child, Blessing at Backpack, the Able Center, Walk for Life, and the Union Mission. My favorite church activity is archery by a long shot. Some of the service projects I want to do are mission trips, more stuff with Operation Christmas Child, and I'll be getting saved in the near future.
So, on Wednesday nights in youth group, one of the elements of a regular Wednesday night is fun. We play a little game, have a little fun, enjoy one another's company, create some good memories and just good times together. So this morning we hope to do the same thing, create some good memory. All right, so we're going to have the youth. Let's see, the youth team consists of, yeah, help me out here, you and Maddie and one more person. Emma. All right, so you're over here. You can be. All right, so I need 3 adults to go against these 3 young ladies. And what you have here is you have a stack of 21 cups. The bottom layer of cups will have 6 cups, then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're making a pyramid. All right, so the first person in line is going to make a pyramid, and then you're going to tear your pyramid back down to this stack, and then the next person in line is going to go, and so on and so forth, till all 3 people have gone. And whichever team gets finished first, these young ladies or 3 adults, wins. So I need 3 adults who would be willing to challenge these young ladies. I need some adults. 3 adults. I'm just going to start calling people out. Back there. All right, Miss Tina. All right, Mr. Jim. Gavin. He knew I was going to call him. I could see it on his face. He's like, oh no. All right, so I will let you all determine who you'd like to go first, second, and third. All right, but basically when I say go, start building your pyramid and then tear your pyramid back down, leave the stack there, and the next person in line goes. And whoever wins gets bragging rights for the next year. All right, so. All right, everybody's good? On your mark. Don't you cheat, Madison. Get set. Go. So, like I said, usually towards the beginning of the night we have a fun game or something like that to play, just kind of break the ice and enjoy some time together, make some good memories. But at this time, Mr. Frankie Mills, one of our youth leaders, is going to come and share a testimony just about what the Lord's laid on his heart. We're thankful for him and all the other leaders that invest so much into our youth.
Aren't these kids amazing? Let's give them a hand. Well, I've got a little bit of bad news. In the morning service, I held the mic down a little bit, and they said they couldn't hear me. So, unfortunately, you guys are going to get both. You got to look at me and hear me, so I apologize for that. Rusty said it was getting close to Halloween, so it's the freak show. I apologize. That was my name originally, was Freaky. Started working in a hospital, and they said, you know, we got to change it. Freaky scaring the patients. Frankie. So you see the correlation. Sorry about that. All right. First of all, I'd like to thank the pastors, the leadership, and the members of Johnson Chapel for your continued dedication to the youth programs here at the chapel. Your passion for the youth programs motivates these kids more than you'd ever believe to be the Christians that they are. And they do a wonderful job, as you've already seen so far. These kids are can do way more than we can. I mean, if you've ever been up here on this side, it's a little bit different. One of the kids asked me, sent me a Snapchat. I'm sure a lot of you guys probably know the morning service. I don't think a lot of them knew Snapchat, but Snapchat's a little bit of a thing you use, kind of like texting. One of the kids sent me a Snapchat and said, "Are you ready for Youth Sunday?" I said, "Well, I'm personally not ready, but you know, through the Lord, I'm gonna go for it." I said, "Are you ready?" He said, "Well, I'm prepared. I prepared everything, but I'm a little scared of the crowd." And by golly, now that I can see you guys, I can understand why. You're a pretty scary bunch. I don't know if you looked in the mirror lately, but all right. You say, how do we do these things with the young people? How are they striving to be Christians? Well, that's an easy. Just look at these. At the actions of these children when they're on mission trips, camps, doing different activity for the youth. Their actions mimic the scriptures. You can start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. God says, "The evening and the morning was the first day." Notice one thing is missing. There's no night, no sleep. These teens follow this verse to a T when out of your sight. There's no sleep. There's no night. It's evening, and next thing you know, it's morning, and here we go. All right. From all seriousness now, the youth of Johnson Chapel is always at the ready to stand up for their faith in Jesus. From cleaning up flooded houses in Houston to working on the school for the deaf in Jamaica. Presenting the gospel in the street ministry at Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to hosting a vacation Bible school for refugee children in Ukraine. These kids are amazing. I don't know if you know it, they're amazing. When they're out of your sight, they step up to the plate. They follow the commission that God gave them. They witness Christ. I say these kids are not the church of tomorrow. These kids are the church of the here and now. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." From cubbies Awana's, Bible Fellowship, Kids Club, and Youth Group. Are we completing this proverb, you ask? Great question. You guys ask the best questions, by the way. Morning service asked the same one, oddly enough. Well, unfortunately, the answer is no. It's basically impossible, based on the fact that our children are exposed to youth programs approximately 2 to 3 hours a week, 150 to 200 hours a year. Whereas, compared to the 100 hours a week, the 5,200 hours per year that you, your family, and their teachers influence them each year. The simple fact is that a great foundation formed by you at home showing your children and grandchildren that the way of Jesus Christ works. This is what makes for strong children and youth groups here at this church. Your daily lives lived for Christ is what makes this proverb 22:6 work. A turning point for the youth, I feel, came about 5 years ago when Pastor Dan led the youth into their next chapter. Feeling the need to put into action the knowledge that these children have learned about the Bible by reaching out to a lost community in need of a Savior, hence came youth outreach. Now, watching Johnson Chapel youth step up to the challenge, which they did very well, and they still continue to do very well. If you have kids that aren't in a youth program, great youth program to work with. It's upfront, working with the communities, showing Christ in their life. They have worked with places like Bluefield Union Mission, the Able Pregnancy Resource Center, and now Amy's House of Hope, just to mention a few. These kids are truly living out the Great Commission. Isn't that what it's all about? And church, let's remember, as we look back, Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will heap a harvest if we do not give up." And like I told them in the morning service, we go back to where we were at in the beginning about these kids not sleeping. I did make a misquote. Lunesta, the little butterfly, you've seen it on TV. It's amazing, little butterfly. I don't know if you've seen it. It's great. This butterfly is awesome. It has nothing on the roar of a diesel engine bus when it cranks leaving a mission trip. Every kid on that bus is out like that instantly. Thank you, guys.
Please remain standing. Please remain standing. As the praise band gets ready to lead us in this final song, the Lord's working your heart in any way. I'll be here at the aisle here in the middle to greet you. Also, Bob and Jen Wilkerson will be down here towards the front to meet with you and talk with you. And of course, after a service, I'll be here. Bob and Jen will be here. You can talk to Pastor Simmons in the back if the Lord's dealing with your heart in any way as they lead us in this final song. I'd like to take a moment as we get ready to close here and recognize our leaders who serve the Lord because they love Him and they desire to serve Him in the way that God has called them and laid different burdens upon their hearts. We're so thankful for our youth leaders and their love for the Lord and their love for these teenagers as they seek to serve Him and to minister to Him. You know, when Sarah and I came here to Johnson Chapel in children's ministry and now in youth ministry, the leaders that have come around us and supported and helped and encouraged have been such a great, huge, vast encouragement in our lives as we seek to serve the Lord together as the body of Christ. And we can't thank them enough for all they do. So at this time, in the first service I just had them stand, in this service they get to come up here with me. But first I'd like to ask Kevin and Sarah Cooper, come forward. You got to stay up here with me. All right, then Brad and Jill Garrett. You don't have to go that far away. Took a shower last night. Frankie and April Mills, Misty and Stephen Belcher, Jamie and Lindsay Jones. Your card must be over there. Michelle Swingle. You see that? Let's see. Ben and Shiloh Woodard. And Nick Wiebe, who's not able to be here with us. But let's give these leaders a round of applause for their faithful service. Y'all can go sit down. I won't embarrass you anymore. Unless I have one for Lindsay and Jamie. I know I do. All right, but anyway. But, you know, our vision, our desire as youth leaders is that we desire to see Spirit-filled, Christ-like students who are sharing their faith, using their gifts to serve others, and reproducing themselves through discipleship, all to the glory of God. It would be a joy to see students surrender to the call of God in full-time ministry. It would also be a joy to see students in the secular workplace living purposely for Jesus Christ. And that's our desire, that's our heart in youth ministry, each one of these youth leaders. And so our desire is to come alongside you all as parents and families, and as you're discipling your children, raising them to follow Him and to serve Him with their lives. We want to be a source of encouragement and help to come alongside you as you seek to do that. So at this time, I think Lindsay is going to come and make an announcement. And after that, Preston will lead us in a benediction, and we will be.
First, I want to just share a couple of things with you that's happened to me this morning. After the first service, it was my responsibility to go downstairs and get my three boys. Well, I only got two out of the three boys. And in my world of teaching, that's 66%, that's mastery. And then if you're in baseball, you're going to be put in the Hall of Fame. But in parenting, it was definitely a fail. Thank you, Miss Opal and Miss April, for getting my kids to me. And they will hunt you down if you don't get your children. And the second thing is the talent that is in the youth group is absolutely amazing. It really is. They do an awesome job. And if you've ever wondered, I am the glue that holds it all together, all this musical talent. In the first service, Jamie gave me a good stern elbow, and she said, "Be quiet. Jill's recording." And so I was ruining that video that will probably be posted on Facebook. And then this service, they didn't even leave me room. They made me sit over here. But in all seriousness, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you and care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, in case you didn't know. And even though they deserve much more, we are having an appreciation luncheon next Sunday, the 27th, following the 10:30 service. We are asking everyone to bring a covered dish to share. And as I shared in the first service, deviled eggs, because those are my favorite. We also will have tables set up for each pastor if you wish to bring a card or a small gift to encourage them. We hope all of you will make plans to stay and show your love to our pastors. P.D.
June 24-25. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory, with great joy to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, forever and ever.